Let's start this segment in Kathy's yard. We've been talking pecan trees all day long, and she has a couple questions about hers. Kathy, welcome to the program.
Hi. Do we have Kathy with us? Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I have a really
okay,
pretty pecan tree.
Yes, ma'am, one more time.
I have a pretty pecan tree in my backyard. It's been in, it's probably at least 25 years old. It's not producing for the last few years good pecans. And is it just done, or does it need fertilizer?
Well, I would guess it's more of a fertilizer maybe situation. That's certainly not that old for a pecan tree. They don't even start producing for, you know, about 7 or 8 years after they're planted, and they produce a long time. As the tree gets bigger, the fertilizer demands grow bigger. We talked about zinc earlier. That's something I don't know if you're doing, but a spring and fall application of zinc on pecans is pretty critical to have good quality nuts as well. So use something like a citrus type fertilizer, at least spring and fall, and add some zinc with that in the appropriate amounts based on the size of the tree.
And you talked about them needing a lot of water. We had a gentleman on, it was probably almost a year ago, and he had an equation that the pecan trees need 10 gallons per water per age of year.
Okay.
That's a lot of water. I'll have to look that back up and get the correct, but it was significant. Every year you had to add 10 more gallons per day.
Okay, gotcha.
For whenever you do water. They don't need water every day.
Right, but if
you're going to water once a week.
If they're 10 years old.
In their first year, they would need 70 gallons.
Yeah, yeah. 70 gallons, you know, and then, you know, 100 gallons if they're 10 years old a day. So they need 700 gallons a week. You could put that on, you know, all at one time once a week. You know, in the case of, you know, places within agriculture, they only water about every 2 weeks with flood irrigation. So they would need 1,400 gallons, you know, in that at the end of 2 weeks when they flood irrigate. Huh, that's an interesting equation. I bet it's pretty close.
That's a lot of water.
That's a lot of water for Arizona, for sure.
Well, yeah, compared
to Diane
compared
from
to
Cottonwood
other things.
All right, let's see if we can bring Diane into the conversation, calling from Cottonwood. Listen on our Sedona affiliate, KAZM. Welcome, Diane.
Well, thank you. Good morning. I have a...
Go ahead.
I've got a jasmine, and it's maybe 3 years old, and it's kind of struggling, but I wondered if I should cut that back. And then I also have a very large honeysuckle that, you know, has gotten some frostbite, but I've never trimmed that back either, and I didn't know if I should do that as well.
Well, jasmine, you know, depending on what jasmine it is, should, you know, is a spring bloomer, so it can be pruned, you know, sometime in, you know, late winter, early spring. Let it flush out, and it should bloom for you. But pruning isn't something that has to be done on those, like a rose bush or something to stimulate bloom. So honeysuckle is something we want to probably wait until if it's Cape honeysuckle, which I'm assuming, we want to wait until any danger of frost is past us. Now, if it's old-fashioned honeysuckle vine, again, probably a late winter pruning would be fine on that. But if it's the orange flowering Cape honeysuckle, that we want to wait until the danger of frost is over. But being that you're in Cottonwood, I would guess it's probably the honeysuckle vine. And, you know, a light pruning, cleaning them up. They get a lot of dead stuff inside. They're a very fast grower. So you can cut them back in late winter, early spring. They'll flush out and put on a lot of new flowers on that new growth for you this spring.
We appreciate the call, Diane. Let's run to Tucson and bring Judy into the conversation, talking pistachio trees.
Good morning. This is Judy, and it's not a pistachio. It's an Arizona Red Push pistache.
Okay.
And I know you've been talking about pecan trees, but this particular tree that we've had replaced a mesquite that that we had pulled out because it had a lot of mistletoe in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a smaller tree, of course. And when we first got it, had it planted about 2 to 3 months ago, I was watering it every day for a few weeks, and then I cut it back to every other day. But I'm just not sure how much I need to continue watering it. It doesn't look much different than it did a few months ago, and I understand that they don't need a whole lot of water. So I was hoping to find out maybe what your thoughts were on that as far as the watering is concerned.
Well, a whole lot less than you've been watering it, and as it loses its leaves this winter, even way less than that. So it's been in the ground about 3 months. You should, as cool as it is now, be able to get by with watering it maybe every 7 to 10 days. Now, when I talk about watering, we're talking about gallons and hours on a drip system, not minutes. So a good thorough watering. And here in a little bit, it's going to start defoliating and losing its leaves for the winter. It'll even need less than that. Maybe once every 2 or 3 weeks, if we get sufficient rainfall, maybe not at all till it starts leafing back out in the spring.
And that is a beautiful tree. Old Bernie has got from Arizona Pistachio Growers has really developed something neat. It's called Red Push because all the new growth that pushes out every year is red.
They're a pretty tree and very tough.
It's a mature tree. You've got this green center, and then all the new foliage on the outside is red. It's like a Christmas tree in the red green colors. I've got three. Last year at the tree council here in Prescott, Bernie had three left. He's like, I'll give these to you for $10 a piece if you want. I was like, here's my money, Bernie.
Done.
Jay, thanks for joining us this Saturday.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.